It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. The biggest sale of the year, the Labor Day Garage Sale at Mountain Hardware and Sports, returns to the Donner Pass location August 28th through September 1st. Save up to 75% off top brands in apparel, footwear, hardware and tools, fishing gear, home decor, and more. Plus, you can round up your purchase to support local schools through the Tahoe Truckee Excellence in Education Foundation. Learn more about the sale and the roundup at mountainhardwareandsports.com or on their Facebook page. The Truckee River is in great form this week with steady flows, 300 CFS at Tahoe City, 335 through Truckee, and 543 CFS at Ferret, providing cool, clear water and excellent fishing conditions. Water temperatures begin in the low 60s at first light and climb to around 65 to 68 degrees by mid-afternoon, averaging 64 degrees around Glenshire, 62 in the canyon. The best window to fish is between 6 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon, when trout are most active before the heat of the day sets in. Hatches remain strong, PMDs mid-morning, midges at dawn, evening caddis after 6, and hoppers throughout the day. Tightline nymphing in riffles, fishing crawdad patterns in faster water, and dry dropper setups on 5X leaders are doing well, while streamers in the canyon are enticing big browns. Reports of steady catches of rainbows and browns in the 12 to 16 inch range, with some browns near 20 inches coming out of deeper canyon pools. For best success, fish early mornings or evenings for topwater action, and keep a thermometer handy as weekend heat may push water temperatures near 68 degrees. With trout feeding eagerly and flows holding steady, now's an excellent time to get out on the Truckee River. Some fly favorites to try this week on the Truckee are Juju Beta size 18, Brown San Juan Worm size 12, Caddis Emerger size 16, Elkhair Caddis size 16, EC Caddis size 12 through 14, Split Case Pale Morning Duns size 16, Crawdad Patterns in various colors, also Sculptzillas or Conehead Mullers. The Little Truckee River is running low and clear this week at 52 CFS, making it highly technical but rewarding for anglers willing to put in the effort. Water temperatures are holding steady in the mid-50s thanks to cold releases, rarely exceeding 56 degrees. Early mornings and late evenings are providing the best opportunities, while afternoons are tougher on both fish and anglers. Bug activity is steady, with PMDs, caddis, mayflies, and midges all active between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. Midges are most common in the mornings, while breezy afternoons may push hoppers into play along grassy banks. Small flies in sizes 18 to 22 are essential to match the hatch. Effective tactics include PMD dries during hatch windows, hopper dropper rigs mid-morning, and tight line nymphing in deeper runs once the trout settle down. Long leaders of 12 to 14 feet and fine 6X to 7X tippet are critical for success in the clear water. Reports of fish in the 14 to 18 inch range consistently, with some browns pushing 20 inches taken during low light hours on precise dry fly presentations. For those who can approach quietly and fish with patience, the Little Truckee is offering some of the most challenging but rewarding fishing in the area this week. Some fly favorites to try on the Little Truckee River are Pale Morning Dun size 18, Black Caddis size 18, Elkhair Caddis size 18, Midge Emerger size 20 through 22, Zebra Midges size 20, Baby Boy Hoppers size 12 through 14, or Flossy Worms size 12. If you're hitting the trail or heading to the lake, before you pack up, swing by Mountain Hardware and Sports for all your outdoor apparel needs. From rugged hiking boots and wide-brimmed hats to lightweight beachwear and moisture-wicking layers, they've got you covered, literally. Whether you're chasing summits or soaking up sun, their expert team will help you gear up in comfort and style. Shop apparel and footwear in-store at any of their four locations. Let's head out to the lakes, where Donner Lake was recently stocked and the fishing has improved, with the best action coming before the sun gets high. The morning bite starts around 6 a.m. The Kokanee bite is decent, with small schools still holding around 50 feet. Pink or chartreuse hoochies behind the Dodger are your best bet. Kokanee are averaging about 12 inches. Mackinaw remain deep at 150 to 160 feet, taking large plugs and spoons. Shore anglers are finding some success near China Cove and the West End ramps using worms or power bait. Expect the bite to slow down once boat traffic picks up by mid-morning. Boca Reservoir continues to fish steadily for both shore and boat anglers. Surface temperatures are in the low 60s, with trout moving deeper throughout the day. Kokanee have tapered off, but rainbow and brown trout are still hitting near the dam on worms, power bait, salmon eggs, and small spoons. The Boca Inlet is also fishing very well for shore anglers right now, while trollers are scoring with Sierra spoons or dodgers tipped with a crawler. The lake is full and easily accessible from all points. Stampede Reservoir remains cool and productive, with surface temperatures in the low 60s. The Kokanee bite has been picking up, with fish active in 30 to 40 feet of water. Trout are feeding near drop-offs and rocky coves in the mornings and evenings. By mid-morning, most fish slide into deeper structure and shade lines. Overall, the bite has been good lately at Stampede. Prosser Creek Reservoir is fishing consistently for both trout and bass. Surface temperatures are in the mid-60s and water levels are around 85% full. Shore anglers are finding steady action at sunrise and sunset near the dam with worms, eggs, or power bait. Trollers are doing well at 50 to 70 feet with Rapalas. For fly anglers, the Alder Creek Inlet is a good spot. Focus on streamers, midges, or calabatus. And finally, fishing remains strong across Lake Tahoe for those targeting the right areas and getting out early. Surface temperatures are in the mid-60s. Lake trout are holding around 80 to 140 feet near the Calneva Hole and in South Lake, biting on jigged minnows and trolled plugs. Trolling plugs seems to be producing the larger fish. Kokanee are biting well near the Baldwin Beach area around 70 feet on lead core wire, averaging 13 to 20 inches. Anglers targeting trout are finding big browns cruising in the 100-foot water column, taking Rapalas. Morning remains the best time before boat traffic and sunshine slow the bite on Lake Tahoe. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Placed that line right on that hook.
Boy, I've been fishing all the time. I'm going fishing too.